With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, at a park across the courthouse where the Trump criminal trial is taking place. Sirens from an ambulance taking a man to the hospital. NY Chief of Department Jeffrey Mattery says that man walked into the park.
He opens up a book bag. From the book bag, he takes numerous pieces of papers, pamphlets out. He throws the pamphlets throughout the park, and then he pulls out a canister and pours some kind of liquid on himself, and he lights himself on fire.
That Florida man is in critical condition. The investigation just now getting underway. Meanwhile, a full jury of 12 people and six alternates has been seated in the Trump criminal trial, setting the stage for expected opening arguments next week. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Joni Ernst says weak U.S. foreign policy plays a role in the attacks against Israel and other U.S. allies.
I see Israel and much of the world that is in chaos as direct result from the appeasement of Joe Biden and his administration. We absolutely have to stand with Israel. Israel has a right to defend itself.
Senator Ernst was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. The $95 billion national security aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other U.S. allies has moved closer to passage. The key House procedural vote gained approval earlier today to move ahead with the bill. President Biden sent a swift endorsement of Speaker Mike Johnson's plan. Final votes will be taken on Saturday. Wall Street's latest losing week looks to be coming to a relatively quiet close. The Dow ahead 162 points, but the Nasdaq losing 363. This is SRN News. Easter is America's number one church holiday.
According to a new poll of Protestant pastors from Lifeway Research, Easter is the day most likely to fill the pews. Christmas comes in second for general attendance, followed by Mother's Day, a distant third. The pastors also say that while attendance surges on those holidays, it is still lower than it used to be, reflecting an ongoing decline in church attendance that has characterized the U.S. for several decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Swedish Parliament has passed a law lowering the age required for people to legally change their gender from 18 to 16. Those under 18 still need approval from a guardian, a doctor, and the National Board of Health and Welfare. Sweden joining a number of countries with similar laws. That includes Denmark, Norway, Finland, and Spain. In general, transgenderism is being widely accepted in Western Europe. This is SRN News. Two airplanes nearly missed each other at an airport near Washington, D.C.
A JetBlue flight was beginning to take off in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., when an air traffic controller instructed a Southwest flight to cross the same runway. Southwest Airlines Flight 2937, which was bound for Orlando, Florida, later took off from the airport at 7:47 a.m., and the JetBlue Flight 1554, bound for Boston, took off from Reagan at 1:48 p.m. JetBlue said in a statement that no injuries were reported, and both airlines said they're working with officials to investigate the incident further. High up in Juwanee, Washington.
Contemporary Christian singer Mandisa, who appeared on American Idol in 2006 and won a Grammy for her 2013 album Overcomer, has died at home in Nashville. She was 47. The cause of her death was not yet known. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.